growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
You're welcome to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. I am Victoria Inolua, and it's good to have you listening to this episode. In past episodes, which you might have missed, you might want to take time to go back to it and listen again. We have been talking about spiritual growth and how do you take your walk with God seriously as you go through the year and as you go through the life generally. I would like you to ask yourself this question. Is it every time you feel like doing spiritual things? Is it every time you're encouraged to be in the spirit? Is it every time you just feel like doing the things of the spirit? Please ask yourself that question, because as for me, the answer is no. It is not every time I feel like it. It is not every time I feel like it. Yeah. And, well, I believe that's a normal feeling. It's normal to have that feeling, but dwelling in that feeling is what makes it wrong, yeah? And living in that is what makes it wrong. We should always be in the spirit as believers and as children of God, yeah? The Holy Spirit is within you and always live in the spirit. But then there are days you will get depressed, there are days you would feel like giving up on spiritual growth. So what do you do when you feel like giving up on spiritual growth? What step do you take when you feel like giving up on this thing called spiritual walk with God, spiritual maturity? What do you do? The first thing I think can help is ask for help from God. The Bible says we should not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways we should acknowledge God. That is Proverbs 3. In all your ways, acknowledge God. Ask God for help. Acknowledge that you can't do it alone. Acknowledge that this is a walk that you need Him to be by your side to walk. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, that finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. It is only in God that we can find strength. It is only in God that we can find grace to journey through. It takes encouraging yourself in the Lord. When you feel like giving up, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. Stay strong in God. Another thing to do is to recharge by the help of the Holy Spirit. By that, you rekindle the fire. You rekindle that fire within you. You recharge by the help of the Holy Spirit. It's always a prayer. It should always be a prayer of the believer that the Holy Spirit do not depart from us. When you have the Holy Spirit within you, it will quicken you to want to do spiritual things. Yeah, and that feeling of wanting to give up won't be able to put you down. You should also draw strength from within. Like I said, be strong in the Lord. Don't try to help yourself. Don't try to do it all alone. Allow God to help you. Always remind yourself that this is what you are made for. You are made for worship. You are made for relationship with God. You are made for service to God and humanity. And that should be your watchword as you walk through life, every day of your life. Intentionally study the Word of God and pray, even when you don't feel like it. Yeah. That is a great tool that helps. There are times there are great men of God that I've talked about how that they get to the place of prayer and they just don't feel like going. They even don't feel like going, but they force themselves to go. They don't feel like praying, but they force themselves to pray. They just stay. They just abide in that presence of God. So intentionally study the Word of God. Pray, even when you don't feel like it. And lastly, but not the least on my list here is surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself with spiritual people. Surround yourself with people that will encourage your walk with God. Yeah, surround yourself with those people. People that would help you to keep pushing and not to give up. And above all, I trust that the Holy Spirit will help every one of us in Jesus' name. And in our downtime, it will lift us up and grant us strength from above in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you.